Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 20:29. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. Paul the Apostle came to a place in life, by the grace of God, whereby he could say in all honesty that he was content in whatsoever state he was. He knew that God was at work in his life, and being dedicated to God, wanted God's will in his life. So therefore, whatever state he was in, he was meant to be in that state by God, for it was part of God's work in him. It was needful for him to be in some very difficult situations and experiences so that God's work in him would not be thwarted. You believe that you are where you are because God is working a work in you? Are you willing to let God do his work in you the way he chooses to work? But does that willingness include getting old and gray? Is this a state within which I must be content? This proverb reminds us that God has so made life that every stage or state of life has its honor and privilege. He tells us that there is great benefit in being young, but there is also room for blessings and benefits in old age. He tells us in this proverb that strength is the glory of youth, and the gray head is the magnificent beauty which he has given to old men. Yes, in God's eyes, the gray head is beautiful. God finds beauty in things that we many times find distasteful. Romans 10:15b. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But God expects that the silver crown pictured in this proverb be found in the way of righteousness. God also takes it for granted that the youth in this word picture is consecrated and dedicated to him. Those are givens. There is no glory when the strength of youth is found in the way of sin. And likewise, there is no beauty in old, gray-haired, unrighteous men. These two thoughts are tied together because the beauty of the gray head has resulted from the youth who has been dedicated to God. The gray head that is most beautiful came from the strong youth that started serving God early in life. That is God's expectation. That is God's will. As the psalmist says in Psalm 92:13-14, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. And Psalm 71:17-18. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to every one that is to come. Every age of man or woman is an age that is planned by God. It is a way that all must travel, and in all of our ways our age must be acknowledged before God, so that he will direct our paths as we change from one age to another. He indeed wants us to act our age, to accept our age and use it for his glory. He wants to paint a new picture with you in it as your hair grays. He wants to show you what you can do for him as you age. There is no time when you become useless to God. He always has a purpose for you regardless of your age. If this is the case, and I believe it to be true, we ought to find out which way God is going with our age and go with him. We should not fight our age. We should not act like it is not happening. We should not make believe that somehow we will stay strong and young. God is making our hair gray, and he expects us to be content with what he directs in our lives. As he says in Proverbs 16:31, the hoary or gray head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.